This is Bill Venners with our team of developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007. I am in the Java 1 Pavilion with Brian Chan, who is the Chief Software Architect at LifeRay. And I want to first ask you a little bit about what LifeRay does.
Okay, sure. LifeRay is an open source portal. So what we do is we're an application aggregator, and we are the most popular open source portal because it's free and we have a very business-friendly MIT license.
Okay, great. So why would one use a portal rather than just sort of building everything by hand?
Yeah, that's a very good question. A lot of times people ask me, why don't I just use a bunch of iframes, or why don't I just use a simple, you know, struts tiles app and just have a bunch of boxes? Why go through the pain of using a framework that some people would say is slow or you have weird URLs? There's some real benefits of using portals, and one of them would be a segregated class loader and a segregated request attributes and segregated scoping. So imagine this. You have a team in India building a specific component, which is a specific portlet, and it's using Struts 1.1. Another team in China is building a different application using Struts 1.2. You could never combine those in a traditional web application. Using a portal, those are completely segregated, and you're guaranteed that the different teams won't clobber each other. So that's one thing. And you get additional things like window states, portlet modes, preferences, and a lot of other stuff. And some of the traditional failures of portals with ugly URLs and so forth, that's stuff that LifeRay in particular has solved.
Okay. How beautiful are the URLs?
How beautiful are the URLs? We try to make them REST-like, so it'll make sense. So, for example, if you're hitting a message board, it'll say /message board/category/5 or so forth. It won't be 001, question mark, blah, 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 some encrypted URL, which you would see if you used other commercial vendors.
Okay, so when you say a URL is REST-like, what do you mean by what would it look like?
Basically, it's a much shorter URL where the URL defines what you're actually looking at. So if you're looking at a category, you know, it will say /category, and which ID is it /5. It won't be cryptic. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I looked at portlets before, and I chose not to use them. I don't think they're actually not for my use case.
Okay.
So the use case that made sense to me was if I am a large enterprise with lots of different things, and maybe different groups, and you want to put together something that kind of combines those different things back there, that portlets help. Is that reasonable?
Yeah, that's reasonable. But I think that's also evolved because, for example, LifeRay, we provide that framework so that large enterprises can do that. But at the same time, we provide default applications out of the box, mail, calendar, content management. These are things that's not really a portal, but these are things that make a portal very useful. So I would make an analogy like where the portal is like the operating system, Windows, right? But then out of the box, you get stuff like Minesweeper and Internet Explorer and Windows Media Player, and those are the different portlets. Otherwise, Windows would be very bare bones. So we add all these specific features so that out of the box, somebody can download LifeRay and have a whole web publishing platform, very similar to what Drupal and the other PHP apps would have.
Okay. But it's Java.
And the beauty of that is, for example, if you use PHP Nuke versus Drupal, the components that you can get for both of them are not interchangeable, right? Whereas if you go with the Java world, one, it's much more scalable. For example, one of our clients, csmonitor.com, has recorded 200,000 page views an hour. And this is using basically Java, when done right, can be very scalable. And at the same time, the portlets that you write for LifeRay are compliant, meaning they follow the standard JSR 168 and the new one, 286, that's coming out. These things make it so that you can then take that same portlet and deploy it on IBM Portal, meaning you have an entire marketplace that's bigger than any one vendor. That's something you don't get with Drupal and PHP Nuke.
Okay, so that all makes sense. Yeah, I mean, it seems compelling that you have all those out-of-the-box widgets. So you mentioned calendar and mail and content management system.
Yeah.
What other things are in there? Are there any others, other widgets that you provide?
The majority of those widgets are for collaboration and so forth, but there's also a bunch of test ones, like just to show like how you can do things with Hello World, and there can be other ones that are mashups. For example, we have a Google Maps portlet, we have a Google Gadgets portlet that integrates all of Google's gadgets from their website. So you have that kind of stuff. We're doing another one, integration port with Yahoo, so that you can grab their widgets as well.
All right, so let me just end with this. Could you describe some use cases? Just pick a few and say, here's some different things people have used Liferay for or portlets for to help people understand what kinds of things are possible.
Okay, sure. So here's one scenario. Goodwill. You and I, you know, donate our clothes there. You wouldn't know this, but last year they made $2.4 billion in revenue. And they used 1.2 of that, about half of it, to help 700,000 people who come from bad economic backgrounds and disadvantaged, you know, skill sets, get training to get jobs, okay? So they have all these employees, and they need to find a way in which they can all communicate together and collaborate. So that's the intranet piece that they use us for. The extranet piece they use us for is a web publishing platform. So you have both web publishing and intranet. Another scenario is another client, which I cannot name, built a large social network using Liferay. And this social network was tested for, you know, 3+ million users. They took our collaboration stuff out of the box and made it into a social network. So you see a lot of use cases for Liferay.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.